All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right, you guys got to cut me some slack here. You know, my mom's been in the hospital on and off for the past month, and I really haven't been keeping up on the filming as much as I should. But you can only be in one place at one time, and every man has his limits. So with that being said, let us begin. Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand, and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt.
Now, if you recall, I did a video several years back called The Spinster Bubble. What I'm doing here today is going into more detail to exactly why this is such a cascade of clusterfuckery of magnificent proportions. Let's just put it right there. Okay.
What the hell did you just say?
All right, what we have now is we have a school system from the ground up all the way through, I would say, PhD level in college, which is catered strictly for the feminine. We're seeing a lot of men literally not going to college and quitting, which I don't really blame them. And perhaps quitting is a little harsh of a term. They are basically doing a cost-benefit analysis of all of the horse shit and hoops you have to jump through with the expenditure of time, money, resources, what have you. And like most men that are logical and rational, they make a rational decision not to attend. So what do we have left? We have a gluttony of women going through the system, being brainwashed at every step along the way. They will look you in the face and say, I'm fighting the patriarchy, masculinity is toxic, while at the same time, feminism is pounding masculine traits into their thinking meat.
I'm gay.
I'm a lesbian.
I am actually pansexual.
I am transgender.
I'm a race car.
Now, if you'll see behind me, I have a number line here, and it goes every 5 years from the time you drop out of the meat suit to the time they put you in, you know, the 18th hole or the bottom of the 18th hole, which is 6 feet deep. Now, if you'll see, I took this one out past 90 because, let's face it, in current year with the medical technology we have, you're going to see a lot of women living beyond the age of 80, and they will be absolutely at the mercy of the universe, because more than likely a large glut of these women will never have children, and life gets exceptionally difficult beyond the age of 70 without a family to support you or take care of you in your dwindling years. And that applies to everyone, men as well. So I am not going to totally cut that out for dudes, except for the most part, there's a lot of guys out there that would love to have wife, family, the white picket fence, and do all of that. But because of the corruption, the rotten education system, and the corrupt legal system, which crucifies almost every dude that steps into divorce court, they just are choosing to not get married or have kids. And I literally cannot blame them for this decision.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
It's right around 5 years old. You know, everyone starts around kindergarten, 5, 6-ish. All right, now you'll see here between 5 and 25, I have feminism in doc.
Oh, my God! Ah!
Now, when my two daughters were in school, and I had to go into the school several times to talk to, teachers and what have you, there's all kinds of posters for girl power. You can do anything. The world is yours. We can do anything you can do, and we can do it better type shit, and virtually nothing for the male students. And in current year, are we surprised that we have so many dudes thinking they're chicks or wannabe chicks and are willing to get stuff cut off and added on to try to live up to that illusion? I am not shocked. Perhaps somebody will do a study that will help support my hypothesis here. All right, now, right around 15 to 18, well, these women are in high school, let's face it, they start their beginner dick stacking. Not all women do this, but I would say a majority usually are having, you know, between 3 and 5 bodies by the time they walk across the stage for their high school diploma or degree, whatever you want to call it. All right, now, roughly from 18 to 25, I call that the advanced dick stacking area. And if they're in a sorority, wow, that goes absolutely crazy. Now, when I was, you know, out there dating and doing my own thing, I ran into a lot of women in college, but, you know, right around this age bracket between 18, 19, 25, 26. And every single one of them, in my opinion, by the standard I have now, failed the dick stacking test. And I ghosted most of these women because I knew that it was, you know, nothing but bad news, except for my ex-wife, which I made an exception for, and it almost cost me my life. All right, now the magic number here is 5 dicks. Now, there are several studies out there. You could find them on the internet. And typically, when a woman goes above 5 bodies, her chances of staying in a long-term relationship, i.e. marriage, drops radically. All right, let that sink in there. These women are walking across the stage. Many of them, if not most of them, already have 5 bodies, you know, on the books. Okay, 5 bodies at high school level. Now, when I say most, that can be anywhere from 51 to 99%. So it's a very wide range. Okay. Now, when they're getting their feminist indoc, they are taught these male traits here, you know. Dominate, aggressiveness, poor emotional control, which, you know, that was mentioned in 3 or 4 studies in regards to toxic masculinity. I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of guys out there that do have this problem. You know, they kick down doors, punch holes in their walls on the regular. All right, now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, most men do at some point in their life will lose control of their temper. I'm included. There's a couple times I got really pissed and upset, and I punched holes in walls with my fists. I kicked down doors, smashed up some furniture.
Well, sure, there's nothing wrong. Just looks lived in.
But, you know, I'm 55, and between the ages of 18 and 55, I believe that's happened 2 or 3 times in my life. That's it. And usually what led up to that was a long, protracted bouts of frustration and anger, and things just happen. You know, if you're a wet lady and you're watching this and you think,
a man should never lose control like that.
Well, every person is flawed to a certain degree, and these things happen. Got it. All right. Now, you know, they're getting taught all this masculine shit here between 5 and roughly 25, 26 years of age. And then they will turn around and point a finger at you because you're an outie, not an innie, and say you're part of the problem, you're part of the patriarchy, and you are a toxic male, while displaying the same toxic behaviors. What does this lead to? The sack attack. All right, these women are picking up all of these traits, putting them in the sack. Okay, they've basically stacked up over 5 bodies by the time they reach the age of 19. And during, you know, their hoe phase years, from roughly 16 to 26, these women will date various dudes to find themselves. And let's just show how this works. So let's say she's at 16 and she bangs the star of the football team or the whole football team. Well, when something like that happens, women think that I can get this quality of guy on the regular. They continue their whole phase, and they'll probably hang out with a couple rich guys. All right. Some real handsome guys, bad boys. The list goes on and on. So by the time they hit their epiphany phase, right around here, 29 to 35, they literally are like, where are all the good men? And in their head, they're going back, and they're like, I want the captain of the football team who's rich, handsome, and a bad boy. Very few men are ever going to meet that standard, and even fewer when you add in 6 feet tall, 6-pack abs, 6-figure income. It's virtually impossible. All right, now you'll see here I have the first fertility phase right here, which is roughly 16 to 28. Listen, most women out there, when they're young like that, There's 3 people on the, you know, enemy hockey team. It's a 5-on-3 game. Anyone can score. And they waste all this time stacking dicks, learning how to be a dude mentally, and acquiring standards which are virtually impossible to meet. That's during the epiphany phase. And a lot of these women will, you know, maybe they got married when they're younger. They'll stay married between 5 and 7 years, and they divorce in this phase as well. Now, between 35 and 45 is usually when they hit the wall, depending upon genetics and habits, and that makes everything worse for them. All right. The second fertility phase is roughly 28 to 38 years old, and usually that requires a little bit of medical assistance, which is very expensive, and to be honest, taxpayers are flipping the bill for this. You know, you can get fertility treatments on a lot of public assistant medical plans. You know, it is what it is. Okay, I'm just saying, as a critique, that's probably not a wise idea. And then you have the third fertility phase here, which is roughly 38 to 48 years old. And I'm going to be honest here, if you wait to that age, there is a high probability any child you have will be born down with the syndrome, which is a bad thing for everyone involved. I'm sorry that happens, but it is what it is. All right. Now we have the 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. Ladies, there are studies out there, there's articles out there that are stating by 2030, half, actually, let's see, 45 to 55% of all the women out there will be childless and single. So please buckle up, get ready for your long, drawn-out ride through Boxwine in Catland. All right, now, am I being mean by telling you this? No. The truth is not an insult, and reality is not an attack. Now, if you feel a certain way about it and you're butthurt, please feel free to send me any hate mail you wish to redonkulous12@gmail.com. I am relishing the emails, and I will read them, and if they are entertaining enough, I will make some videos about that. Now, hopefully, you guys are catching on to this whole bullshit. And you young guys out there, when you get around 40, 45, and you're maxed out, you know, in your resources, money, whatever, because let's face it, men usually don't hit their prime income years until 35 to 55 years of age. Do not fall for the boxed wine and Catland women. No matter how desperate they are, just move on with your shit and seek excellence, because the women of the West are not loyal. They are not excellent. And in my opinion, they should be left completely alone, and the universe will sort it out. Any questions? I already gave my email. Send them to me. I'll talk to you later.